Tanya for the 15th day of Cheshvan is in Igeres HaKedesh, Simon Chav Zayin, the 27th letter, and it is the Biur, the explanation on the letter itself. It's on page 292. The number at the bottom of the page is 568. The Alter Rebbe is writing a consolation letter to the Chassidim over the passing of Reb Menachem Mendel HaRadokeh, and he's basically explaining the presence of the tzaddik even after he passes away that remains in this world and continues to affect his talmidim. We're in the second paragraph at the period. The line begins with the word ilah. V'hine b'hiyeis ha-tzadik chay al p'nei ha-adamo. While the tzaddik was alive on earth, ha-yushloisham mideis elu, the three attributes of the tzaddik, his emuna and his fear and his love, which the Rebbe points out, are Torah, Aveda, and Gemilas Chasodim, which explains why they are mentioned in that particular order. Emuna is Torah, and Yira is Aveda, and Ava is Gemilas Chasodim. So these three attributes of the tzaddik, they were b'teich keili ulevushelohem. While he was alive on earth, these attributes were in a keili, in a garment, the b'chinas mokim gashmi, and contained in a physical space. What is this physical space? Shehi b'chinas nefesh hakshura begufe, the ruach of the tzaddik's neshama was contained within the nefesh of the neshama. Nefesh being the lowest level. The nefesh is attached to the body. So the nefesh itself is already a physical place. So the ruach of the tzaddik, which is his emunah and his fear and his ava, they were clothed within the nefesh. The chol talmidov einam mekablim rak ha'oras mideis elu v'zivon, and the students receive from the tzaddik only the ray or the shine of these attributes, hameir chutz lekelizeh, that shine through the vessel and express themselves externally to the students. How does this happen? Al yedei diburov umachshavesov hakadeshim, through his holy speech and thought. The tzaddik's thoughts have an effect on his students, and his speech have an effect on his students. But the attributes themselves, his emunah and his fear and his love, remain hidden within himself, within his nefesh. And what is given, what is expressed to the Talmidim, is only that which can be expressed in word and in thought. And that's why the sages say that a person cannot understand his teacher until after 40 years and so on. Because the teacher does not express, the ruach, does not express itself completely in the nefesh, because the nefesh curtails and limits its expression, since the nefesh is a keli and a garment that conceals the ruach. Avaliach ha-ptirose, but after the tzaddik passes away, l'fi she-mispar dem b'chinas ha-nefesh she-nishara b'kevet, mi-b'chinas ha-ruach she-began Eden, because the nefesh, which remains attached to the body, is separated from the ruach, which is now in Gan Eden, the lower Gan Eden. Shehein sholish mideis halolu, the ruach being these three attributes, and that gets separated from the nefesh. It's no longer contained in the garment of the nefesh. Lefi choch yochil kol hakori ve'lov, therefore, everyone who is close to the tzaddik is capable, lekabul chelik, is able to receive a portion, mibechinas ruche shebegan Eden, from the ruach of the tzaddik, which is in Gan Eden. And as he will soon point out, Gan Eden doesn't mean in heaven, it means here on earth. Gan Eden is present even here on earth. Hoyu ve'eina betech keili v'leiv bechinas mokim gashmi Gan Eden. My Marazal, al Yaakov Avinu al Avasholim, shenichnas ime Gan Eden. Because the Ruach, which is in Gan Eden, is no longer restricted to the keli, or to the physical space, which is the nefesh. Therefore, it is now available to everybody, as is known from the explanation that the sages give on the story of Yaakov Avinu when he came into Yitzchak. Gan Eden came with him. So we see that Gan Eden is present in the physical world. In fact, every person has the presence of the Avi of Gan Eden, into which all mitzvahs and good deeds are gathered, and he also has the presence of Gehenim, into which all the negative deeds are gathered. It also says in the Sefer Asodah Maimoris, She'aveh Gan Eden Mispashet Tzaviv Kol Adam, V'nirshomim Ba'avir Zeh Kol Machshaveis Ovid Diburav HaTevim B'Teirav Avedis Hashem. That every person is surrounded by the presence of Gan Eden, an heir of Gan Eden, and all of his good thoughts and deeds, Teira and Aveda, are all gathered into that Avir, into that atmosphere. And the same is true in the opposite. The negative deeds, the bad things that a person does, also have their impression in the avir, in the atmosphere of Gehenim that surrounds each person. It therefore becomes very easy for his disciples, for the disciple of the tzaddik, lekabel chelkam, to receive their portion of bechinas ruach rabbam ha'atzmiyis, from the essence of the ruach of the tzaddik, of their teacher. In other words, not through speech and thought, but the emunah itself, the fear itself, the ava itself, shehem emunose yirose v'avose, asher ovad behem es Hashem. The fear, the emunah, the fear and the love with which the tzaddik served God. And not only the ray of these attributes as they express themselves outside of the vessel, through the vessel, which is the nefesh through thought and speech. And because the ruach itself is rises in the death of the tzaddik, the ruach rises to ever increasingly higher levels, and it is merged, the ruach, which is Gan Eden HaTachten, merges in its elevation with the neshama, as it is in Gan Eden HaElyon, in the higher level Gan Eden, which is in the higher worlds. So as it rises, what becomes available to the Talmud is not only the emunah and the fear and the ava that the tzaddik had while he was on earth, but even the higher levels of emunah, fear, and ava that the tzaddik now is experiencing as he rises through the levels of Gan Eden. V'neida shekol dover shebikdusho, and it is known that everything in holiness is permanent, eternal, and true, and therefore it is never removed. It is never completely and absolutely removed from its original or first level. Even when it rises higher and higher, it does not leave completely the lower level that it was once on. And this original level of the tzaddik, which remains below in the lower level Gan Eden, on the original place and level that the tzaddik was on, he hamispashet es b'talmidav kol echad lefi b'chinas iskashru seve kirvosei elov b'chayav. That lower level Gan Eden is what spreads and influences his disciples, each one of them according to the degree of devotion and attachment that they felt and had to the tzaddik while he was alive. over Meisei, and it remains after he passes away. When he dies, bi'ahava rabba, with a great love, ki hamshochas kol ruchnius eino elal yedei ahava rabba, because the drawing down of anything spiritual must come through a great love. K'meshekosa b'zeir ha-kodesh, as he writes in the Zehar, de ruach de ru'usa de libo, that the ruach, the energy that comes from the depth of the heart, from the deeper love, amshich ruach mele'elo, is capable of drawing down a response from above, from God, zak im yochen l'kas alikov, if he merely prepares himself properly in approaching God, b'hachon ozabo v'yigiatzumo, with a proper preparation and with great effort, l'kabul sholish mides halolu, to receive these three attributes. Kederach shehido rabbe, he works with great preparation and with great effort in the way that his teacher had taught him. And that prepares him to receive from above the three attributes of his teacher. And as the sages say, if you have tried sincerely then and found and succeeded, that is believable. So with effort, the student can achieve the experience of the Ava and the Yira and the Emunah of the tzaddik who was his teacher. In the Hayyim Yom for the 15th of Cheshvan, the Rebbe writes that the neshama in heaven waits the time when it will be privileged to descend into a body, because the neshama senses how much it can accomplish here below. It can attain the level of pleasure in God, delighting in God. So what is everybody waiting for? Why do we put off serving God when the neshama has been waiting and so excited about coming into the body and being able to serve God properly? The fact that we're told that the neshama doesn't want to come into the body, that description is a description of the nature of the neshama. The neshama by nature does not want to come. Its instinct is to remain in heaven. Here the Rebbe is talking about the neshama's conviction. When the neshama senses how much it can accomplish here below, and what kind of level of pleasure, of tainug, in godliness he can achieve, then in spite of its nature, in spite of its instinct to remain in heaven, it becomes impatient to come down into the body.